remained active. He traveled, campaigned, and continued to try to influence politics from his home in New York, where he died unexpectedly in his sleep at age 60. One public official observed, "Death had to take Roosevelt sleeping, for if he had been awake, there would have been a fight." I'm Kelly Jean Kelly.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Catalan government in Spain says the jihadist who carried out twin vehicle attacks in Barcelona and a seaside community have been neutralized, in their words, even though one of the attackers remains on the run. At least 14 people were killed, more than 100 injured in the attacks in which vehicles were used to plow into pedestrians in Barcelona and in the city of Cambrils, both attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Police suspect that at least 12 people were involved in the attacks, many of them Moroccans. President Trump scheduled to address the nation tonight, Monday night, about the way forward in Afghanistan. After a months-long review, Mr. Trump has decided on a strategy to end America's longest war, 16 years. Wilson Center South Asia analyst Michael Kugelman, that is, says VOA, tells VOA Pakistan might also be the focus.
My own gut feeling is that even after a very long, really 8 months strategy review period, I imagine that the president will come out with a policy that will be very similar to what has been used by the Obama administration, which entails maintaining a modest U.S. military presence that could entail sending several thousand more troops to enhance the current U.S. training mission.
Kugelman said while progress in training Afghan security forces has been made, security situation in the country is alarming. Nigerians celebrating the return of ailing President Muhammadu Buhari following a long stay in the U.K. for treatment of an undisclosed illness. Mr. Buhari left the country May 7th for the second prolonged stay in Britain in a year. 74-year-old will address the nation today. This is VOA News. Three Lebanese soldiers were killed during an offensive to take back areas along the Syrian border from the Islamic State. Casualties reported a day after the army began its operation against IS. At the same time, the Syrian army, along with its ally, the Lebanese Hezbollah group, pushed to clear Islamic State militants from the Syrian side of the border. Islamic State gained a foothold along Lebanon's border with Syria in 2014. The forces from South Korea, the United States, and several of its allies have begun 10 days of annual military exercises in South Korea, an event that North Korea has denounced as a prelude to invasion. Harry Kasanias of the Washington-based Center for the National Interest says the computer-simulated exercises are important.
What it actually ultimately does is test something called command and control. When you have armies, navies, air forces all working together, all the various computer systems and whatnot all have to talk in order to execute commands. And that's basically what this does.
Exercises come at a time of heightened tensions over North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. Tens of thousands, like Tong Hu Young, marched in Hong Kong to protest the sentencing of three democracy activists who led the 2014 Umbrella Movement.
We can see that the government is trying to put a very heavy sentencing to fear us in our future struggle on democracy and all other human rights issues in Hong Kong. So we feel really disappointed, and we are gathering here for a protest.
Joshua Wong, Nathan Law, and Alex Cho are sentenced to 6 to 8 months Thursday for their role in the Umbrella Movement rallies. 10 American sailors reported missing, 5 injured after a U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS John S. McCain, collided with a merchant ship east of Singapore.